can our starfan. Humanity land welcomes it, loving being from so many star systems. Welcome star sisters, welcome star brothers, welcome every soul, let's love each other. Everyone on earth, everyone on stars, everyone, every soul, wherever you are. Welcome star family, welcome star family, welcome star family, welcome, welcome. Welcome star sisters, welcome star brothers, welcome every soul, let's love each other. Everyone on earth, everyone on stars, everyone, every soul, wherever you are. Welcome star sisters, welcome star brothers, welcome every soul, let's love each other. Everyone on earth, everyone on stars, everyone, every soul, wherever you are. Welcome star family, welcome star family, welcome star family, welcome, welcome. Welcome star sisters, welcome star brothers, welcome every soul, let's love each other. Everyone on earth, everyone on stars, everyone, every soul, wherever you are. Welcome star sisters.
Okay, there you have it. Wild stuff from the UFO cult du jour, Sphere Being Alliance, brought to us by someone named Romeo. We heard Welcome Star Family, Victory of the Light song, and Bluebird's Love and Free Will. Hope to hear more from Sphere Being Alliance and friends. I don't know much more about the blue avian race. Maybe some listeners can chime in their knowledge of this strange and unusual group of ETs. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Going to round things out with some more archival recordings, this time from a spiritist church in the middle of nowhere, Brazil, that calls itself Caminho Espírito. And I'll see you all next week. Stay tuned for The Old Codger.
if you're down and all outcast in the dark, just remember in his word how he fed those little birds. If you're down and all outcast in the dark, in the dark, in the dark, in the dark, are you living in the dark? If you're down up and down, switching their little tails as they fly. Seemed if they were glad for the food to know they had. Well, the same way he'll feed you if you leave the dog.
Thank you. agree with me when I say that one can hardly imagine a better processional pairing for a radio broadcast than a sweet benediction followed by a bracing dose of accordion pep. Respectively, that was Sister O.M. Terrell with God's Little Birds and Crazy Cat by Will Glahey, and his orchestra. I am Gus Bodenheim, filling in for the suspiciously absent old codger. And if I sound the slightest bit flustered, well, blame him. You see, I've always made my time and talents available to Courtney at a moment's notice, and I perhaps naively believed a sense of trust existed between us. Imagine then my profound chagrin upon learning that on a recent program, Courtney visited calumny upon my good name, overreacting, as is his wont, to some gentle insults I'd lobbed in all innocent friendship toward him. I'll address this at length later, once I've had a few good stiff chances to gather my thoughts. I'll also need to contend with an absurd claim he made about a special guest on this very show that I am purportedly expected to be interviewing. But here at the top of the show, it's hardly the time to filibuster about personal grievances. I would like to mention, though, with great pride, that the paperback edition of my blockbuster novel, A Fistful of Chuck, hits the bins and the revolving racks today. We're very proud of this edition. It's been proofread. And if you get the sense that all the sweat and blood and tears that I put into writing this book is right there on the page, well, something's wrong. Bring it back. Too often, people manhandle these books with no intention of buying them and put them right back on the shelf. It's disgusting. Anyway, for present purposes, I have but one question. Errol Garner, have you anything to say to me?
Thank you. hop a little on your little left shoe. You hop a little on your right one too. You kick a button like the Scotch kids do. That's the hop, Scotch polka. Oh, you hop a little on your little left shoe. You hop a little on your right one too. You don't mind bouncing like a kangaroo to the hop, Scotch polka.
It's in and out among the maple trees. It's up and down and then you wave your knees. Your head goes bobbing in the morning breeze to the hop, Scotch polka.
Oh, you hop a little on your little left shoe. You hop a little on your right one too. You kick a button like the Scotch kids do. That's the hop, Scotch polka. A little on your little left shoe. You hop a little on your right one too. You kick a button like the Scotch kids do. That's the hop, Scotch polka.
To Papa. Oh, there you are. So let's see, what had we there? A memorable rendition of Hoagy Carmichael's Skylark by Errol Garner, followed by the Hop Scotch Polka, as performed by Guy Lombardo and his orchestra, and Eva Taylor, with a bold claim that her man is on the make. A confection from Rogers and Hart. Apropos of nothing, I should mention that Pinard Clubman has a current line of aftershave lotions in various liquor-inspired fragrances. I recommend the Gents Gin and the Brandy Spice fragrances, but I'm still waiting for a Sly Weasel version, which presents us with as good a juncture as any to address the old codger's complaints about my recent comments pertaining to him. Sure, I called him a charlatan and a crude charlatan at that. And yes, I likened him to a seller of impure food. I called him dangerous. You bet I did. But is this so wrong? On balance, is this so bad? Now, I've been in therapy. Yes, I have. I'll admit it. And I've been told that what I'm experiencing are rage blackouts. This is a way of processing my frustrations, the wrongs that have been done to me, my resentments, which, if left unreleased, would be bottled up, carbonated, pressurized, shook up, aimed at someone, and, well, perhaps I overshare. But when a trusted friend takes to the airwaves to malign someone for maligning him, we've come to a very sad place in our culture. I think Whoops-a-Doodle puts it well. Buddy Weed, take it away.
I'm dappy as a goon on a day in June. Might be midnight, could be noon. Crazy as a loon, or will be soon, if my baby don't hurry home. Whoopsie-doodle, I'm off my noodle, my baby has gone away. I'm running around in a spin, I don't know where to begin. Oh, whoopsie-doodle, I'm off my noodle, my baby just wouldn't stay. I can't tell the sun from the moon, I might just like a balloon. I've read the note she left me a million times a day. But if someone should ask me what it said, I couldn't say. Oh, whoopsie-doodle, I'm off my noodle. I know I could be okay if my baby'd only hurry back to me today. Noodle, my baby's gone away. I'm eating my soup with dessert, leaving out the tail of my shirt. Oh, whoopsie-doodle, I'm off my noodle, my baby just wouldn't stay. Reading books from the bottom up, pouring ketchup into my cup. I'm gonna lose my reason, I'm ready to blow my top. Now if my baby's only teasing me, why don't she stop? Oh, whoopsie-doodle, I'm off my noodle, I'm gradually turning gray. I can't sleep a wink anymore, I just keep walking the floor. But if my baby'd only hurry, then I know I wouldn't worry anymore. No, 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 wouldn't worry anymore.
Little honey, I haven't any money, but it's grand, it's grand, it's grand when you haven't any money to hold your honey's hand. Say, little honey, don't you think my clothes are funny, being second hand? And though I'm out of style, what is it makes my life worthwhile? A little walk, a little park, a little bench, a little dark, a little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. A little kiss, a little sigh, a little when, and a little why. A little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. I'm like a robin in the spring that wants to sing all day. I'll pawn my watch and everything if you'll agree to what I say. A little house, a little lot, and what have we got? Well, you know what. A little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. A little dark, a little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. A little kiss, a little sigh, a little when, and a little bit of why. A little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. I'm like a robin in the spring that wants to sing all day. I'll pawn my watch and everything if you'll agree to what I say. A little house, a little lot, what have we got? Well, you know what. A little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. And a big bunch of you.
Chest around, the arms are swinging in cadence count. Sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
cadence count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, let's go back and count some more. Sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
cadence count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
In a truck.
You're right.
The general rides in a limousine, but we're just out of luck.
You're right. Sound off.
The arms are
Those of you with especially rich imaginations could probably weave a loose plotline out of those four songs that you just heard. If so, enjoy yourself. The first number was Buddy Weed performing Whoops-a-Doodle on a V-disc. That paints quite the picture, doesn't it? Now picture a great big bunch of you, ably evoked by Cliff Edwards. From there to the dramatic strains of the Duckworth chant, convincingly rendered by Vaughan Munro. And finally, the redoubtable Duke Ellington with the perfume suite. Now, it behooves me to address a cryptic comment Courtney made right here on WFMU on the most recent of his broadcasts that he saw fit to attend. No, I will not be conducting an interview with 16th century oracle Nostradamus, despite my colleague's prediction. But there is a basis to the college's confusion. In my constant striving to improve the entertainment value of the broadcast for you, the listener, and them, the other listeners, I did make an offhand comment that it might be fun to conduct an experiment in necromancy on the air while communing with history's most celebrated seer is well above my thaumaturgical skill set. I do have a Ouija board. Come join me. Don't be scared. Now, concentrate. I am now gently touching the planchette. Here goes. Concentrate. Spirits, come speak. Abba Zabba, help me sort out this fracas with the old codger. The planchette seems to be moving. Abracazam, young spirits. Send an accredited representative from your vasty realms to illuminate our it's vibrating. Oh, Mordiganti. Ooh, Corbett Monica. Order in the courtroom. Spirit wants to speak. Speak, spirit, speak. Tell us of the old codger. What's his deal, spirits? Tell us!
He's been a salesman, a dispatcher, a truck driver, a con man, a bookie, and a part-time bartender. This is a cheap man. A nickel and dime man. With a cheapness that goes past the suit and the shirt. A cheapness of mind. A cheapness of taste. A tawdry little shine on the seat of his conscience. And a dark room squint at a world whose sunlight has never gotten through to him.
Thank you. Exactly.
Daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
sky. Over on the hill, I see a whippoorwill. I hear his song become a melody from the sky. And there's a bluebird singing to his lady love above. A love song taken from the whispering breeze in the trees. Love is everywhere.
People from talking, and they're talking, my dear, and the things they're saying fill my heart with fear. Now I could never believe them when they say you're untrue. I know that they're mistaken, still I want to hear it from you. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, before you leave me, say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. Please tell me, sweetheart, that what they're saying just isn't so.
How do you think it's going? So-so? Perhaps. I can tell you this, sometimes one feels one has bitten off more than one is capable of chewing. But as we reflect on the experience we've all just shared, let me tell you about that latest clutch of songs. We began with the wonderful Willard Robeson, here joined by the Ipana Troubadours with Wake Up Chillin' Wake Up, and Don't Forget to Brush Those Teeth. Now it took seven, count 'em, seven hot babies, along with bandleader Thomas Morris, to make The Mess. History does not record how many it took to clean it up. Next, a big howdy to the Sons of the Pioneers, telling us of a mysterious melody from the sky. Inexplicably reluctant performer Annette Hanshaw favored us with Irving Berlin's Say It Isn't So. But if we began the set trying to wake the chillin', we may have undone our own efforts with Ethelbert Nevin's immortal soporific Narcissus. Now, having covered that, I must confess I am reminded of the wise words of philosopher Zubin Tallyhall, who said, "There are some things we are never meant to know." As for me, chastened by my misadventure in the paranormal realms, I think perhaps it's true that a man's reach must exceed his grasp, which, incidentally, might aptly describe some of the content of my novel, A Fistful of Chuck, now available in paperback. But on a more sensitive note, I wonder if I owe the codger an apology. I think maybe this whole thing got out of hand. My therapist warned me about wool gathering on air. Pshaw. Let's just listen to Paul Gayton.
Sleepy river, I know. My kind of love, your kind of love, keeps me believing, although you're deceiving. My kind of love is one way to paradise. Oh, my kind of lips, your kind of lips, when love comes stealing, encourage that feeling. My kind of love is one way to paradise. Although you're happy today, you may be gone tomorrow. Love comes but once, don't be a dunce. When you meet it, steal it, beg or borrow. I'm fond of you, you're fond of me. Tell me you love me, hug me and squeeze me. My kind of love is one way to paradise.
Music hath charms to soothe all manner of savagery, doth it not? I'll say it hath. It certainly did me some good. There, in order of appearance, were the following. Rhythm and blues pioneer Paul Gayton from Louisiana gave us True. Why do I find it hard to think of the next title? Oh yes, Sleepy River, by Paul Robeson, from the 1936 picture Song of Freedom. And Bing Crosby gave us My Kind of Love from 1929, when, as befits a burgeoning star, his name began appearing on the labels of his records. And with that, I must note sadly that today's episode of the Old Codger radio program is coming to an end. I thank you for sharing this journey in discovery with me. You know, to make a program like this, it takes a hamlet. Otherwise, it is not to be. I would like to thank all the people who contributed to this and apologize to every single one of them. To Del Barton Industries for keeping me fed. Thank you, and please forgive me. To Herkimer House, publishers of A Fistful of Chuck, now in paperback. I'm sorry for all the emails. To the listenership of the Old Codger radio program, mea culpa. To the late Rod Serling, my bad. I shouldn't have dragged you into this. And to you, Courtney, call me. Let's talk. I'm Gus Bodenheim, and all I can add is this. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Il tuo sguardo da prepotente sono i soliti argomenti che non discuterò. Le tue mani, le tue dita bugiarde lunghe, anche questi sono argomenti di cui non parlerò. Ma le braccia volitive, avvolgenti, forti, sono le cose che ad occhi aperti fanno sognare di te. L'espressione del tuo sorriso mi trasportano all'improvviso, dove il cielo è più blu.
Thank you. Thank you.